T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KMBZ, John Grayson here with you. Thrilled to bring in our next guest on the program. It has been way too many years since we have been able to talk with this gent. He has done it all from, filling arenas full of rock fans to testifying before Congress to becoming now involved at least peripherally in what's going on in Ukraine. And we'll get to that as well. But got new music to talk about with Dee Snider, the lead singer of Twisted Sister. And Dee, welcome back. How's everything going?
You know what? It's going great. It's a crazy world. You talked about, you know, changing gears like a lunatic and actually be involved with, you know, with trying to get involved with helping the people in Ukraine. It gives you perspective. I'll tell you that, Sean.
I'll bet.
I have more perspective than I've ever had in my life.
Well, I'll tell you something. I mean, we've got new music to talk about. We want to jump off there and we'll get into a million different directions as this goes on. But you're now very proudly involved in an album called Legacy, a tribute to Leslie West. And I love it when I find out that somebody I'm a fan of is a fan of somebody else that I'm a fan of. And I mean, Leslie West is just truly, I mean, not only a mountain of a man in person, but a mountain of a presence in rock and roll. Tell me about your history and why you personally wanted to get involved in this project.
Well, you know, Leslie is my favorite guitar player, bar none. I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 60s, and he just spoke to me because he played so melodically. And as a singer, I like a solo that I can sing. My favorite guitar players play solos that I can sing along to, you know? And Leslie was one of those players. But and then I got to be friends with him, and we were genuine friends. You know, they say, never meet your heroes. Well, I met one of mine, and we just became real friends. He was as genuine as could be, and and thankfully, many of our heroes disappoint us when we meet them. Leslie West did not ever disappoint me. But as his friend and as a fan, I see that that 40 years, 50 years later, his career boiled down to a song. Mississippi Queen.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people who say, well, at least you had a song. But I know personally, from my personal experience with him, how many people were affected by him, how many people he touched, how many guitar players. When you look at this list of guests, it's not about the singers. There's singers on there. I'm on there. They just need singers. But you go Zakk Wylde, Marty Friedman, okay, Eddie Ojeda for Twisted Sister, and then you get to Steve Morse, Elliot Easton from The Cars,
yeah,
Martin Barr from Jethro Tull, Randy Bachman, Yngwie Malmsteen, Slash. Jenny West, his wife, his widow, said her phone blew up, and all these people said, if you do anything, I want to be a part of it. You know, and that just speaks to how many people he touched.
Well, in the fact that this all came together, I mean, we lost Leslie in 2020. I mean, we're only talking about not even a year and a half ago, and this project has already come together. You guys have done the work, and it's out and available. So, I mean, that's a backbreaking pace. But as you said, I mean, the love for the music means a lot of this probably just fell together really naturally.
John, the track, I'm on two tracks. The first track, theme for an imaginary Western.
Yeah.
I got a call. Leslie passed. Maybe 2 days later, I got a call from Eddie Ojeda. Eddie Ojeda, Twisted Sister,
sure,
was a big fan of Leslie's and friend. He said, hey, man, me and Rudy Sarzo, that's Whitesnake, Quiet Riot, Ozzy, and Mike Portnoy, we recorded Theme. It was during COVID. So, you know, remotely, we recorded, "Would you sing it?" I said, "Yeah, what are we doing it for? What are you doing it for?" He goes, "We just did it. We're just feeling, that was it. We just were sad." You know, we said, yeah. and we recorded it. So after we finished it for ourselves, for the love of Leslie, just because he was a friend and we were heartbroken, I sent it to Jenny West, his widow, and she said, "Call me up." She said, "Dee, this is amazing. Can we put it on the tribute?" And I said, "What tribute?
What tribute?"
And why wasn't I told it was a tribute? So we were doing our own little tribute ourselves. But that again is the effect, the love that we just recorded that spontaneously.
Yeah.
And it wound up on this record.
That's fantastic to hear. And like you said, it was such a weird time during COVID to try to put anything like that together. So you guys were just emailing tracks back and forth?
Yeah. All the tech, I've said recently that, if COVID happened 20 years ago, I know this is the silver lining of a very dark cloud, but we would not have survived it the way we did because the technology wasn't in place for homeschooling, home radio, homework, working at home, recording. The technology was in place. People were recording remotely for years. So it didn't stop music.
Well, yeah, it would have killed off radio too, and yet we were able to do what we did. And so, yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, the technology increase was amazing. So, I mean, the album is together. It's a wonderful piece of work. You mentioned Zakk Wylde. He's another guitar player who's on the other track that you're on this record.
No, actually, I'm on. Zach's on Blood of the Sun, sings it himself. I'm on with George Lynch.
Oh, right.
On Never in My Life. And that's another, legendary who's who on guitar, so here we just went through a whole bunch of guitar players. Okay. And you go, wow, I didn't realize that. Did you know that Leslie has been sampled on over 100 hip hop records?
No.
He had in his house, his walls were covered with platinum and gold from Jay-Z, Kanye West, the who's who of the hip hop community. 99 Problems, The Bitch Ain't One. Yes. That's a Leslie West sample. When he died, I reached out to Chuck D from Public Enemy, who I was friends with, and I said, "Will you please share with your community how this fat, white, Jewish kid from Long Island touched even the urban community, as well as the metal community, as well as, look at those names on here. Elliot Easton from The Cars, Steve Morse, Robbie Krieger from The Doors, Randy Bachman?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?"
Well, and see, here's how on the same page we are, Dave, because you dragged me right where I wanted to go. I swear to you, I was going to ask you about this, because outside of the hip-hop world, you look around now, and what you guys were doing in the 80s, I mean, just throwing stuff up against the wall and banging on the doors, being in testifying before Congress, for crying out loud, it was important stuff. And outside of the hip-hop world now, to me, the world of pop music especially is just so soft and pablum. Is it disappointing to you to see that, or do you just look to the hip-hop world and go, all right, you guys take it?
Well, people were curious how hip-hop was able to step in and take so many of the suburban kids and bring them over. Well, rock and roll lost its teeth. It lost its fangs.
Yeah.
In the 90s and 2000s, it became whiny and bitchy and complainy, and young people want to scream. They want to get pissed off. And there it was. There was hip hop,
yeah.
And there was with the attitude and the irreverence and the in your face FU attitude. And that's what we need at that point in our lives. We need to scream. We're not going to take it at everybody in the world because we're that upset, So yeah, they just replaced the anger that was missing in rock and roll.
Yeah. And that song, I mean, we're not going to take it. Of course, I mean, Twisted Sister's main accomplishment, and that song, to see it have a life of its own now. I saw somebody refer to what's going on in Ukraine right now as Volodymyr Zelensky's "I'm All Out of Bubblegum" tour. And I mean, there's no doubt about it. The guy is kicking ass at every possible opportunity. Tell me what it means to you to have that song that you penned almost 40 years ago now show up with a guy and with a movement and with a country and with a people who are doing what they're doing right now.
You know what? I've been stunned by the life and just what that song, the life this song's had, what it's become. It's practically a folk song at this point. Anytime anybody isn't taking something from somebody, they're screaming, "We're not going to take it." On the left, they're screaming it. On the right, they're screaming it. At sporting events, they're screaming it. And now, on the front lines, for the battle of their lives, they're singing it. So it's an honor. It's a pleasure. It's shocking. You know, I deliberately left the message wide open. I was pissed off at my father, but I said, you know what? I'm not going to say my dad's name. I'm not going to take it from you anymore. No, so leave it for people to put their situation in. But I never imagined it would go this far and become that kind of a song.
Well, this record, you know, getting back to where we were talking about at the very beginning, this tribute to Leslie West's legacy, it's an amazing piece of work. I know I can hear it, how excited you are to have been a part of it. And I know that you never stop. I mean, when it comes to movie making with Strangeland and everything else that you've done, there's always a next step. So can we talk a little bit about that? What's next for you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be directing a movie I wrote called My Enemy's Enemy. Headed to Vegas to go check location, soundstage where we're going to shoot on. I've co-created a children's animated series called Monsters Rock, which is in development over at Peacock. I've got a holiday, a stop-motion holiday special that's in development with Stupid Buddies, the people who bring you Robot Chicken and all those other stop-motion animation things. I wrote my first fictional novel, which is going to we're shopping for publishing right now. But I haven't been doing anything. Most importantly, right now, I've been involved with an organization called WorldUnited.live, which it's a multifaceted organization trying to help the Ukrainian situation, Ukrainian people. But right now, we're trying to get the message to the Russian people that they are misinformed and that they are that they're not getting the proper information as to why they are going into Ukraine. And we think that this problem really needs to be solved from within Russia.
No doubt.
If we're going to fix it, we can't, you know, it's not, I mean, you got the most dangerous man in the history of the world, Putin, with, you know, people say, oh, what about Hitler? He didn't have nukes. So it's a very terrifying situation. You want to talk about perspective. And I've been working with a lot of people, and I'm proud of the fact that I was hanging with Arnold Schwarzenegger and convinced him to record a message.
And it was
that
great.
One he did. Yeah, you know, we were hanging out at the Arnold Sports Festival for a whole weekend. He invited me to be his guest out there, and we had just started WorldUnited.live. And I told him what we were doing, and I said, dude, if you record a message, it would be so amazing. He said, all right, I'll record a message. And his message, he's now an enemy of the state. I mean, that's how effective his message was, which
proudly
is incredible.
Proudly, yeah. So. Yeah, I want to make sure we underscore that because I want to get that. That is such an important message. WorldUnited.live.
Yes, it's you know, there's no money here, people. You know, go visit the website, join us right now. I said my mission is. I found out that the favorite of Russian people, 80s action heroes. So they listen to 80s action heroes. So I am blowing up Sylvester Stallone, blowing up Bruce Willis, Nicolas Cage, Dolph Lundgren, you name them. Basically the cast of the Expendables. And I am just like going, that damn cross-dresser from the 80s on the phone. So I'm trying to get all these people to do what Arnold did because I've been told from insiders that that's who they listen to.
See, D,
that's who they will pay attention to.
This is why I ask you. So, D, what are you doing? Because I know you could do an hour. Listen, but I know you're a very busy guy. You've been generous with your time. We love talking to you. Let's not make it so long until we talk again. And if you find yourself in Kansas City, come by here. We need to see you.
Well, I'll be promoting a few things in the near future, so we'll be talking.
Absolutely. Hey, man, best to you. And again, the legacy, a tribute to Leslie West, an absolute essential. Go get it. D. Snyder, thanks again for dropping by.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, John. Take care.
We'll see you soon. There's more to come on 98.1 KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.